This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news. The headlines first. Siddha Baba Tunnel breakthrough set for today. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Damodar Bhandari, urges Pakistan to boost business activities and trade with Nepal. And air pollution in Thailand's Bangkok forces more than 350 schools to close. Now the news in detail. The breakthrough of the main tunnel of the under-construction Siddha Baba Tunnel is set to take place today. The tunnel, part of the National Pride Project on the Butwal Tansin section of the Siddhartha Highway, is 1.13 kilometers long. Chief Minister of Lumbini Province, Jit Narayan Acharya, warmly welcomed Minister for Urban Development, Prakash Man Singh, and Minister for Finance, Bisnu Prasad Podil, in Bagnas Kali Rural Municipality, Palpa, today. Minister Singh and Minister Podil are in the region to attend events, including the breakthrough of the Siddha Baba Tunnel. While Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli was also scheduled to attend, he was unable to do so due to health reasons. The tunnel, built to reduce landslide risk in the area, is located between the Siddha Baba Temple and Doban in Palpa. Construction started in May 2021 with a budget of ₹7.34 billion. The project includes three emergency bypasses. The tunnel, expected to be completed by 2027, will have double lane and sidewalks. It will improve safety and connectivity for over a dozen of districts with more than 5,000 vehicles passing through daily. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Damodar Bhandari, has urged the Pakistani government to promote more business activities in Nepal. In a meeting with Pakistani Ambassador to Nepal, Abrar H. Hasmi, Minister Bhandari emphasized Nepal's desire to enhance commercial cooperation with all countries, including Pakistan, and stressed strengthening bilateral ties. Likewise, Minister Bhandari noted that trade between the neighboring countries has not met expectations and stressed the need for increased collaboration in trade and economic sectors with Pakistan. Minister Bhandari also called for increased Pakistani investment in sectors like textile and tourism and suggested that both countries should address trade facilitation and logistical challenges. Ambassador Hashmi supported the initiative, pointing out successful exports of tea and coffee from Nepal to Pakistan. Similarly, Ambassador Hashmi proposed addressing double taxation and improved trade through better branding and quality. Kathmandu Metropolitan City has reported that 174 out of 292 vehicles failed a recent pollution test, representing 60% of those tested. The test included 71 petrol-powered vehicles, with 14 failing, and 221 diesel-run vehicles, of which 160 did not meet the pollution standards. The test was conducted under the Environment and Natural Resources Act 2077 BS and other related guidelines. Kathmandu Metropolitan City Assistant Spokesperson Dhurba Kumar Kafli stated that the checks aim to reduce pollution caused by vehicles. Vehicle owners who fail the test are urged to make repairs within a set time frame. Kathmandu Metropolitan City plans to take action against vehicles that fail to meet standards after an awareness campaign that began on 13th of January. Public buses, school buses and government vehicles were among those that failed the test. Bharatpur Metropolitan City has successfully conducted the trial of first feeder of the underground electrical conduit in the city areas. Mayor of Bharatpur Metropolitan City, Renu Dahal, inaugurated the test by switching on the feeder installed in the premises of Inland Revenue Office located at Bharatpur Metropolitan City 10. Mayor Dahal said that the activities were carried out in collaboration with Nepal Electricity Authority as per the Metropolis plan of making city free of electric cable, adding that it would help to develop the Metropolis as a smart city. Power has been supplied at Bharatpur Hospital, Old Medical College and District Police Office through underground electrical conduit from first feeder. Nepal Electricity Authority had forwarded the project with the help of Asian Development Bank. The completion of the project is expected within the current fiscal year. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devraj Khemeri, has affirmed Nepal's strong commitment to the One China principle during a program held by the Chinese Embassy in Kathmandu on Thursday. The event marked the 70th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Nepal and China and celebrated the Chinese New Year 2025. Speaker Khemeri emphasized the long-standing, friendly and cooperative relations between Nepal and China, stressing shared cultural ties and mutual trust. Likewise, Speaker Khemeri noted that China has been an important and reliable development partner Ratna for Nepal. The speaker expressed hope that such programs will further enhance the economic, social, and cultural ties between the two nations. Chinese Ambassador to Nepal, Chen Song, praised China's progress under the leadership of President Xi Jinping despite global challenges. Ambassador Song mentioned the successful advancement of the Belt and Road Initiative and the strengthening of strategic partnerships, including improved connectivity, operational trade points, and increased flights between the two countries. The Prime Minister Agriculture Modernization Projects Implementation Unit in the district has distributed agricultural tools to the farmers. The agricultural tools were provided in grants. The farmers received the tilling machine worth 1.2 million rupees. According to Project Chief Khemraj Shahi, mini tillers were provided at 50% subsidy. Project Chief Shahi added that the agricultural tools would ease cultivation and lessen burden to farmers. The agricultural entrepreneurs, agricultural groups and cooperatives from all eight local levels in the district were distributed the tillers at subsidized rate. Information officer at the implementation unit, Padam Karki, informed that they would also conduct a monitoring whether the tillers would be utilized. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. More than 350 schools in Bangkok have been forced to close due to dangerous air pollution. According to Al Jazeera, the Thai capital has been facing poor air quality since midweek, with the air quality index reaching 159. Schools were given permission to close and people were advised to work from home as the pollution worsened. The air quality index stood at 185, prompting the closure of around 100 more schools. Six-wheel trucks were also banned from entering parts of the city to reduce pollution. According to IQ Air, Bangkok ranked as the 8th most polluted city in the world on Friday. Bangkok's pollution has been linked to seasonal crop burning, vehicle emissions, and the burning of waste. The city's pollution levels, which can cause serious health issues, were higher than mentioned by World Health Organization's safe limit. Authorities expect pollution levels to improve by the weekend. U.S. President Donald Trump has expressed that he would rather not impose tariffs on China, but acknowledged that tariffs remain a key leverage point over Beijing in a recent Fox News interview. According to the BBC, President Trump also indicated plans to reach out to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Meanwhile, a U.S. judge temporarily blocked Trump's executive order to alter birthright citizenship, which was set to take effect in February. On his third day as president, Trump ordered the declassification of files related to the deaths of John F. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, and Martin Luther King Jr. Additionally, President Trump pardoned 23 anti-abortion activists and signed several executive orders in the Oval Office. During a speech at the World Economic Forum, President Trump suggested that Canada could avoid tariffs by becoming a state of the U.S. Likewise, according to Al Jazeera, the United States formally notified the United Nations of its decision to withdraw from the World Health Organization in January 2026. President Trump has also ordered the cessation of U.S. participation in World Health Organization-led negotiations on pandemic treaties and directed a pause on future funding transfers. Health experts warned that the U.S. exit could weaken the World Health Organization's ability to address global health crisis. A wildfire known as the Laguna Fire broke out in Ventura County, California on Thursday morning, prompting immediate evacuation orders from California State University Channel Islands. According to Xinhua, the fire, which started near Camarillo, quickly spread across hills west of the campus, growing to 50 acres. Ventura County Fire Department reported that the blaze was burning through brush and spreading fast. Helicopters were deployed to assist with water drops. Authorities have issued evacuation orders for both the university campus and the nearby residential community, University Glen. Firefighters are working aggressively from both the air and ground to contain the fire, assessing risk to structures in the area. Officials urge residents and staff to evacuate immediately. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The westerly low pressure system has its influence in the western region of the country at present. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, the weather is partly cloudy in the hilly region of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces and fair in the rest of the country, with the occurrence of fog in most of the parts of Tarai region. Meteorologist Pratibha Manandar said the foggy weather will continue in the Tarai region throughout the coming week and it will disappear gradually after that. The temperature has also started to gradually increase in the Kathmandu Valley. The department has forecast the maximum temperature between 21 and 23 degrees Celsius in the Kathmandu Valley today. In the next 24 hours, there is possibility of light snowfall in one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Karnali province. The department has urged all concerned to remain alert as there is a possibility of fog in many places of the Tarai tomorrow morning, which may affect daily life, agriculture, health, transport and civil aviation. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Siddha Baba Tunnel breakthrough set for today. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari urges Pakistan to boost business activities and trade with Nepal. And air pollution in Thailand's Bangkok forces more than 350 schools to close. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.